Welcome to The Deuce 3 by Citrus Studios, a podcast where we serve up sweet, simple bites of information about design, marketing, and business. I'm Kalika Yap, founder and CEO of Citrus Studios. We're all about helping entrepreneurs innovate and grow through design-driven solutions. Tune in as our amazing team of creatives show you how to turn your business into everyone's main squeeze.
As designers, we can find ourselves in a creative block. No matter how talented we are, creative blocks just happen. It's completely normal for a creative to experience this. Today, we're going to go over some ways to get around it. Sometimes when working on a design or project for a long period of time, we can get stuck in a particular mindset. We might hyper-focus on something in the creative brief and get caught in a loop. That's why it's important to draw on diverse sources of inspiration. The internet is a great place to draw from. Don't forget about other sources. Read books, go to art museums, listen to music, or even go for a walk outside for a bit. There isn't a formula to creativity, but by exposing yourself to a bunch of different stimuli, you're bound to find that creative spark. Another way to get around creative block is to reach out and work with other creatives. Working by ourselves can be limiting, so working with others is a great way to gain some different perspectives. Everyone has their own unique skill sets and viewpoints that contribute to their own creativity. By interacting with others, it broadens our own horizons and can give us fresh insights to whatever problem we're tackling. Our environment and space around us can also contribute to creative blocks. A messy or disorganized work area can be detrimental to our workflows. This can vary from person to person, and what works for one person may not work for another. So it's important to find what works for you. If you find that plants make you feel nice and cozy, go for it. Add some plants to your workspace to liven it up. If you love having movie posters, TV show posters, paintings, or pictures all over your walls, put them up. Creating a space that brings out your creativity is the goal here. Maybe get an essential oil diffuser to create a pleasant smell in your work area. Just being in a healthy state of mind can do wonders for creative work. Finding that creative spark can also come from places you least expect it. If you find that the traditional methods of inspiration aren't doing it for you, experiment with something different. For example, try doing something unrelated to design. If you have hobbies, pursue those. Creative blocks can happen if we've been in a certain mindset or workflow for a while. Breaking that cycle can give you a bit of respite, and it might be just what you need. Another consideration is mindfulness. We briefly touched on it earlier, but incorporating a mindfulness or meditation practice into your workflow can be quite helpful. A busy mind can be detrimental to creativity, so by practicing mindfulness, you can put yourself into a better position for inspiration. Mindfulness doesn't necessarily mean meditation either. You can even just practice some deep breathing exercises or go for a mindfulness walk outside. This is in no way an exhaustive list of ways to get around a creative block. But the important thing to remember is that it happens. It may happen more often for some people than others, but at the end of the day, it's on you to know how to tackle it. By taking inspiration from different sources, working with others, practicing mindfulness, or whatever else works for you, you'll find that creativity again. Sometimes all it can take is just a little break.
Thank you so much for tuning in. The Deuce 3 is produced in-house here at Citrus Studios. Music for the podcast was produced by Otis McDonald. To learn more about Citrus Studios, visit us on the web at citrusstudios.com. You can also follow us on social media at Citrus Studios across the board. Thank you, and remember, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade.